Our next guest is Vidar Sundstøl, a Norwegian writer who has written a recently translated to English crime novel set on the north shore of Lake Superior, primarily right here in Cook County. Starting with the discovery of the body of a murder victim near Father Berge's cross in Schroeder, the story carries us to many familiar landmarks and to many names that everyone will recognize here in Cook County. The book is called Land of Dreams, and it won the Riverton Prize for the best Norwegian crime novel back in 2008 when it was first published in Norway. Vidar Sundstøl, welcome to the Roadhouse.
Thank you so much.
Your book was published in Norwegian in 2008, and is part of a trilogy, is that correct?
Yes, it is. It's the first of three books, and the next two books will be published here in America in 2014 and 2015.
Ah, why do we have to wait so long? I can't wait that long to...
Yeah, I know, but that's you got to ask my publisher. They decide this.
Well, you'll have everybody in suspense here in a way. I mean, obviously, we'll talk about your book here in just a minute, but it's pretty clear there are some unfinished things to take care of. Maybe to begin with, why don't you give us a little bit about your personal background? How did you get started writing novels?
Well, I got started writing novels as a young man, I just found out that that's what I wanted to do. I don't think I understood why back then, and I'm not sure if I understand why now either. But I stuck to that dream and to that plan for many years. And for many years, it was very difficult. I couldn't really I didn't really manage to get there. I did a lot of other things. I worked as a mailman. I worked constructing roads, painting houses, anything while I was trying to become a writer. And then finally I got my first book out, and after that it's been sort of going in the right direction, and this book, The Land of Dreams, became the big breakthrough for me back in 2008 in Norway, and it's been sold to a lot of countries, European countries, and it sort of turned everything around, really.
Well, have you always written crime fiction?
Not always. I've written both crime fiction and non-crime fiction. So. Yeah.
And you know, there are so many good Scandinavian crime novelists at this point. For you to rise to the top there in 2008 is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it surprised me too, and it surprised me because I didn't really. I was very uncertain how this novel would be received in Norway, because it takes place in a remote corner of Minnesota, and I didn't really know whether people were interested in it or not. But they obviously were, and I think there are two reasons for it. At least one reason is that it's probably a pretty good story, and the other reason is that Norwegians are very interested in the Norwegian-American connection and the immigration and all those things. And I didn't really realize how interested they are until I published this book and started to travel around and talk to people and read for people. And, you know, it's like everywhere I go, someone comes up to me and have a personal story about his or her grandfather or people who went to the States.
Oh, yes. I mean, we're all very familiar with that up here in Cook County, of course, as you tapped into in your book so well. I personally and so many of us here have that connection with what we call the old country.
Exactly.
And the old country has that connection with us. So
yeah. Yeah.
You certainly tapped that well here. When and how did you happen to come to Cook County?
In spring of 2004, and the background is pretty simple. I'm married to an American woman, and we lived in Kentucky, Lexington, Kentucky, and she's a biologist, and she applied for jobs with the U.S. Forest Service, applied for jobs all over the country, and well, we got a job up here. So I ended up in Cook County among the Norwegians. So sheer coincidence.
So you described the Tofte Ranger District. Did she happen to work out of the Tofte Ranger District?
Oh yeah, she worked at the ranger station. Yeah.
And so how long were you here?
I was here for 2 years, pretty much exactly 2 years, and then we moved to Norway for a variety of reasons, but mostly because my parents were getting really old and my father was really sick, and yeah, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So were all your 2 years spent here on the North Shore?
On the North Shore, yes. We stayed the first year. We lived in Two Harbors, but that was a really long commute for my wife. Mm-hmm. And so we moved up to. We lived in Schroeder the second year, very close to Baragas Cross.
Actually. Right. Yeah. and when you were here, you were already a writer at point, obviously.
Yeah.
So did you plan all along to write stories set here, or did that just kind of occur to you as you?
That occurred to me. It occurred to me in the very moment when I first laid eyes on Lake Superior, actually.
Really?
We drove up from Kentucky to find a place to live here when my wife got the job, and there's a certain point on the I-35 where the lake appears for the very first time, and I wasn't prepared for that, and it just did something to me, this immense, vast emptiness of a lake that is stretched out into the horizon. It really touched me deeply, and I knew that I really want to write something. I am going to write something from this landscape someday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then later on that I got the idea for a crime novel like this. My wife and I was out driving. It was actually on the 4th of July, 2004, and we passed a motel called the Whispering Pines Motel. Mm-hmm. And my wife said, doesn't that look like the murder scene from a murder mystery? Death at Whispering Pines, and we started talking about it just for fun, and who might have got killed there, and what kind of a policeman might investigate the murder in Cook County, and we just for fun. And then every time when we were out driving and we ran out of something to talk about, we just picked up that thread and started talking about that policeman again. And like a year later, we had a whole universe worked out with his family and his relations and what he likes and what he dislikes and everything. And then I realized that this character is just too good. I really have to actually write a book about him. And that's where it started.
And so you had it pretty much fleshed out within the first year, you say. July of 2005, let's say.
At least the all the characters and the mm-hmm. sort of the main conflict between the brothers and all that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started writing the book when we returned to Norway.
And the main character you're talking about is Lance Hansen, who you've set as a Forest Service law enforcement mm-hmm. officer. You know, in the course of preparing for this, you obviously learned a lot about Cook County and us and places. I mean, you must have visited all these places you mentioned in your book.
Pretty much, yeah.
And you use use the real names a lot of the
I do.
Of a lot of the businesses, you know.
Yeah, you know, I could never have imagined that this book would be translated to English and that it would actually be read on the North Shore. So that's why I have places like Isaac Hansen's Hardware and other, I can't remember all the other places, but I like that too, in a way. I like it, that it is almost the real North Shore, but of course it's a fictitious world too. But
sure, no, exactly. I certainly enjoyed that aspect of it, and I'm sure everybody up here who reads the book will react similarly.
I hope so, anyway.
I mean, it was funny to see some real names of individuals, and I mean the two that I saw right away was Isaac Hansen and Olga Soderberg, who are both deceased. But who everybody up here knows
exactly
about.
Exactly. So, and in my book, Lance Hansen is a descendant of Isaac Hansen. So I guess that family has suddenly got a new member.
Right.
I hope they haven't
had a Lance Hansen until now, but now they have Lance and Andy.
Hope they treat him well.
Well, we are speaking here on the Roadhouse to Vidar Sundstuhl, a Norwegian writer who has just recently released in English a crime novel set here on the North Shore of Lake Superior. The book is called Land of Dreams, and I'm sure if it's not now available, it's going to be available here soon. I know it's the University of Minnesota Press, so I'm sure you get a lot of distribution here.
Yeah, I'm sure it's available here now, actually.
Yeah, I think it is, too. If actually, you right now are sort of on a tour, are you not?
Yeah, I've spent 3 days in the Twin Cities doing book signings and readings and interviews, questions and answer interviews, and now I'm on a tour up to the different places in my book on the North Shore with a group of readers from Minneapolis.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, you're in Tofte right now, as we understand it.
I'm at the American Motel now, and earlier this evening we visited the Baragas Cross.
I am. Yeah. And everybody has seen Bluefin Bay, which figures in the book as well.
We're going to have dinner there now.
Oh, yeah.
It's like returning to my book.
You know? Right. Well, you'll have to go to the Isaac Hansen Hardware Store. I hope they're open when you go by. And Sven and Ole's Pizza is there. And the Angry Trout, which is probably going to be open just for this weekend. And I think that's probably the end, pretty close to the end of the season.
Oh, I was lucky.
So I hope you make it for that.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
You obviously, as you mentioned, really touched on the Scandinavian immigrants that are here. Do you have any in your own family who came to the U.S.?
I don't, actually. And sometimes I feel like I'm the only one in Norway who haven't got relatives in the States. So.
Are there any surprises about what you learned about Norwegian immigrants here, or you know?
Not really surprises, but it more than anything all those stories that I read and the stories that I heard from people here, they really moved me. I mean, I thought a lot about it because it was a point in my life where I didn't know for sure if I was going back to Norway or if I was going to spend the rest of my life in the States. So I was sort of kind of an immigrant myself, and it touched me deeply to read about all the hardship, and I thought a lot about everything that people left behind. And I mean, this was in the 1800s, people who couldn't speak English, people who knew that they would never ever see their families again, and I got a lot of sympathy and empathy for the whole story, and also for their descendants. And I really liked it a lot up here. I liked people here a lot.
Where did you read? What did you read to learn?
I can't remember the titles of all these books now, but the most important one is a book called Pioneers in the Wilderness.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, about Grand Marais and the sort of the all the communities around Grand Marais and how that came into the
Bill Raff's book.
It's a great book. I have used that a lot, and other books too, that I can't really remember the titles of.
So did you go into the Historical Society here and look at some of the material there too?
No, I didn't do that. I just bought
a book and read
several books and read them.
Yeah, there are some people. Some of our predecessors have done a great job of recapturing the history of Cook County and the immigrant story.
Yeah.
The other thing you do is, again, I'm not gonna. I don't want to go into the details of the story so much as that it's a murder story, and there was a body found by this Lance Hansen, practically on the first page of the book, at Father Barga's cross, and the book is about the effort to determine the killer of that person. And it was a Norwegian who was killed, and his friend was there when the body was found. Also, there was a pair of guys from Norway who were here traveling and doing canoe trips and so on. But you also weave in the other part of our culture here, which is the Native American culture, which figures pretty strongly here. The Land of Dreams. Being somewhat of a reference to Native American treatment of dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And The Dreamcatcher, which you learned about when you came here, I gather. Had you ever heard of a Dreamcatcher before?
I'd heard of the Dreamcatchers, and I'd seen them, but I didn't really know. I had no idea that they were originally from here, which they are.
And basically, they're designed to keep the nightmares from getting into the dreams, I guess.
I know.
And this Lance Hansen character, is he someone specific or a composite or in a
He is a composite of, I guess, a few middle-aged divorced men that I know or have known. And I would like to say about both him and most other characters in the novel that they are just as much based on people people in Norway as on people here, really. But mostly they are just characters that I've made up.
Right, right. And as I say, I think the only living person you mentioned by name was Sid Backlund, who everyone knows at Swen and Ollie's. But some of the other characters, people are going to speculate as to who they are, and I think you've cleared the air that they're no one in specific.
No, that's right.
I know Bill Hansen up at Sawbill Outfitters is wondering about.
I think I'm going to see him later tonight, to clear certain things up. It's the first time I meet one of my characters from a novel.
Well, maybe you'll get a chance to meet Sid when you go, if you stop at Swen and Ollie's. There definitely are things you left hanging at the end of this book. The crime is tentatively solved, but we get the feeling that it may not be solved yet. So obviously the trilogy, your next book is going to carry on with this story, is it not?
Yeah, there is much more to this whole story, both the murder and to the relation, what is going on between the two brothers, and also the story about the Indian medicine man, Swamper Caribou, and what happened to him in the 1890s. All these things are being
expanded on,
and
new information. Yeah, that's very interesting, the way you've referenced two murders, one that occurred in the present and one that occurred over 100 years ago. And both of them are essentially being investigated by this Lance Hansen, who is a historian and genealogist. I'm very happy that you're going to continue the story and wrap up some of these things. And I wish you all the best of luck with that. I know that it's going to be a bestseller on the North Shore. I mean, it's got to be. And I find it interesting that you were not sure that it would ever be published in English here.
Exactly. I had no idea that it would be.
You obviously speak English very well, and I'm sure write English very well, too, but this translation was done by another person. I assume you had input into the translation as well.
Tina Nunnally,
Is she a Norwegian or an American?
No, she's an American, but she is probably the best translator of Scandinavian books into American English, and I would like to say that she has done a fantastic job with this novel. The translation is brilliant.
Yeah, it's really really a well-written.
And it's not a very easy book to translate, because it's a fairly sort of poetic and descriptive language. Mm-hmm. Descriptions of the lake and of the forest and everything, and she has done that really well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've been talking here to Vidar Sundstuhl. I'm not sure if I pronounced your name.
You pronounce it excellent.
Okay. Who's just written and released here in the U.S. a book called Land of Dreams, set here on the north shore of Lake Superior. I recommend it to everybody here in Cook County. You're going to get a kick out of the story. and you'd be very interested in the story. It's not a light story, and it's also got so many characters that we all know and are familiar with. So, Vidar, good luck with the rest of your tour here.
Thank you so much.
And I hope you make the connections and you bring all the folks to the different places in Grand Marais and Grand Portage that you reference in your book. So
I'll do my best.
Thank you very much for joining us here on the Roadhouse.
Thank you.